翻到以弗所书。
Shall we open to the book of Ephesians?
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第十一节
，Verse 11，
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In him we were all also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will.
第十八节
，Verse 18。
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
第二十二节
，Verse 22，
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
我们有一点的祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer?
主啊，我们感谢你，我们因为你又给我们一次机会。
Lord, we thank you once again for giving us another opportunity to be together.
我们又能够在你的脚前。
We come again before your feet.
我们又能听见你对我们说话。
We can listen to the word you want to speak to us.
主啊，我们仰望你今天晚上，主啊，但愿你的爱征服我们每一位。
Lord, we look to you that may your love constrain us tonight.
叫我们听见你对我们所说的话。
That we can hear the word you want to speak to us.
叫我们真是凡事连长进，连于元首基督。
That we can grow in all things to our head Christ.
听我们在里面的祷告。
Listen to our prayers, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
As we ask in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
弟兄姊妹都知道，这个周末呢，我们一同在主面前复习一个很重要的题目。
Brothers and sisters, you all know that this weekend we will be revising a very important topic before the Lord.
当大家都在讲教会增长秘诀的时候
，While we hear so many secrets about how to grow a church,
我们听见有许多的说法。
We have heard so many teachings.
有人告诉我们说，如果聚会的房子盖得越大，就表示教会增长。
Someone would tell us if the building of the church is bigger, then the church will increase.
有的人说，如果人能够填满聚会厅，人越来越多，这也是证明教会增长。
And some would say if more and more people come into the church and fill the pews, then it is sign of church growth.
如果光有房子，光有许多人，没有道，你看见还是缺少的。
But still one thing lacking.Just the building or the people, what about the word of God?
如果教会也充满了主的道。
Again, if the church is full of the word of God,
最少有一个人能起来为我们讲道。
At least one man can stand up and speak the sermon,
把神的话供应我们。
And pass on the word of God to us.
所以一个教会如果增长的话。
So if a church really grows,
它的地方一定是大的。
Of course, the venue must be big.
人一定是多的。
Number is many.
他请到的讲道的人是一定最好的。
And the speakers must be the best.
所以如果这些都有了，那就表示说我们长进。
If we have all these, then it means we have grown.
但是今天晚上我们要回到主的话。
But tonight we need to come back to the word of the Lord.
到底什么叫做教会的增长
？What exactly is the growth of a church?
不错，外面是长了。
Yes, outwardly it has grown.
我们的硬体或者硬件。
The hardware has grown, has expanded.
但是最重要的就是软体预备好没有。
Most importantly, what about the software? Is it prepared?
身体只是外面的机器。
The body is just the outward machine.
生命才是身体的灵魂。
The life is the soul of the life.
如果你把生命拿去了
，If you remove life.
我们看见本来当枯骨四散，那是很悲惨的局面。
Remember when the dry bones were scattered in the wilderness, it was terrible.
现在不一样了。
Now it's different.
现在枯骨能够彼此连接在一起。
Dry bones are now knitted together.
有皮，各方面也都有筋，完全就像一个人的身体一样。
With skin, tendons, and bones all look like a human body.
但是这告诉我们说， 外面的硬体好像是完全的。
Yes, outwardly, all the hardware is complete.
现在需要什么呢？
But what do we need now?
需要圣灵吹一口气。
We need the Holy Spirit to breathe life.
然后它就开始动。
Then it starts to move.
而且好像极大的军队一样。
And becomes a huge army.
所以我们知道说，今天我们需要这个硬体要长进。
So we know that yes, the hardware must grow.
但是更重要的。
But more importantly,
如果我们看见硬体长进了，而里面没有长进。
You can see only the outward growth of the hardware, but not the inward software.
我们还是那么刚硬。
We are still so hard.
虽然我们的心是肉心。
Truly, we have received a fresh heart.
但是到底我们没有得救以前是石头的心。
Before we were saved, the heart was stone.
如果没有接受十字架的对付，许多的表现还是刚硬的表现。
If we haven't been dealt with the cross, indeed a lot of time is from our flesh.
但是我们的主说他是柔和谦卑。
But our Lord said, I am lowly and meek and humble.
所以来到教会里要碰到个最软的东西。
As we come to the church, we must meet the most soft.
当教会被基督充满的时候。
When the church is filled by Christ.
他就是被爱充满。
Filled by His love,
被忍耐充满
；filled by patience,
被谦卑充满
；humility,
弟兄姊妹。在这个时候，你看见说教会就长大。
Then you will see the church will really grow.
因为这个身体能够发表里面元首的丰富。
Because the body only would manifest the richness of the inside or the head.
虽然人看不见我们身体里面的那个性人格
，man cannot see.Our inner character,
但是是借着外面的，就把我们里面的人格能把它表现出来。
But indeed, through outward manifestations, our inner character will be shown.
所以只有基督的美丽从我们身上彰显的时候。
So as long as the beauty of Christ is manifested inside us,
我们要说教会长进。
Then we can say the church has really grown.
当你看见房子大的时候。
When you look at the building,
当你看见人多的时候。
Or numerous people coming.
你说这些在那里在那服侍教会的人，他们实在是殷勤。
And those serving are really laborious.
他们实在是能干。
They truly are very capable.
你所看见的是人的才干。
You can only see man's capabilities.
就做硬体来说。
According to hardware.
我们这些人都可能有贡献。
Yes, we can all contribute.
因为我们本来很多人就是组织家。
Because indeed, many of us are very good organizers.
我们本来就是很会做事的。
We truly are capable people.
所以今天你看见说，把所有在世界上的本领搬到教会来，教会应该要长进。
So today, if you imagine all the human capabilities joined together in the church, then the church should grow.
但迟早有一天我们要发现。
But one day we will discover.
讲到教会增长这件事。
If we really want to talk about church growth.
我们都没有贡献。
Indeed, we cannot do anything.
感谢主弟
兄。Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
迟早一天我们要看见。
One day we will realize.
不在乎奔跑，也不在定义。
Not for the might or the power.
乃是在乎发怜悯。
Or the will, but the God who is merciful.
没有一个人比所罗门更会建造。
No one is better than Solomon with regard to building.
但他能够说，如果不是神建造的话。
But Solomon, he says, unless the Lord himself builds.
这一切都是枉然。
All the buildings are in vain.
所以但愿主给我们看见。
So may the Lord cause us to know.
教会应该要增长。
And see how the church should be growing.
尤其在教会服侍神儿女的人。
Especially for those workers serving the church.
不要告诉人说我们有多少年的历史。
Don't tell people how many history we have got.
如果有多少年历史，就证明我们已经不再吃奶了。
Indeed,
不再吃奶了。
Indeed, if we can tell people we have so many years of history, that means we are no longer infants.
我们应该吃干粮了。
We should be solid, having solid food.
肉体的记号是分开。
You know, the sign of flesh is division.
圣灵的记号乃是合一。
And the sign of Holy Spirit is unity.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看圣灵今天有没有在我们身上工作？
So if you want to check whether the Holy Spirit is working among us.
所以求主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
给我们看见到底教会是怎么成长。
Cause us to know how the church should grow.
所以简单来说就是连于元首基督。
In simple word, is to be joined to the head Christ.
我们知道外体、硬体都有了。
We all have the hardware already.
它实在是身体。
Truly a body.
但是很可能是个瘫痪的身体。
But it can be just a paralyzed body.
很可能在一个池子旁边一躺就是三十八年的一个摊子。
It can be a body lying beside the pond for already 38 years.
我们有了三十八年的历史。
We have 38 years of history.
历史来讲真是很长。
Truly long history.
我们也讲身体。
We also talk about the body.
但是我们要问。
But let's ask.
什么样的身体？
What sort of body it is?
是瘫痪的身体吗？
Is it a paralyzed dead body?
为什么一个人瘫痪了呢？
Why? How come it becomes paralyzed?
为什么手不听他的话呢？
How come the hand doesn't listen to the
head? 为什么脚不听他的指挥呢？
Or the feet cannot obey the command?
你叫这个身体和头脱节了。
Indeed, because the body has disconnected from the head.
这个身体和中枢神经完全脱节了。
The body has disconnected from the central nervous system.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们要问。
Today we must ask.
我们是活的呢？
Are we living?
我们是长进的呢。
Are we growing?
就要问说，我们每一个人是不是都是连于元首基督？
We must ask, is every member joined to the head Christ?
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
一句话。
One word.
对那个摊子说，你起来行走吧。
And the Lord said, rise up and walk.
你看那句话背后是什么意思呢？
You know, what does it mean behind this word?
那句话就告诉我们说，神，我们的主在这个摊子上做一个工作。
It tells us the Lord is working in this paralyzed body.
你不要小看那句话。
Don't underestimate this word.
我们讲同样一句话，一点用处也没有。
If it is from our mouth, it's useless.
但只要主讲那句话。
But as long as the Lord speaks.
好像我们的主就动了他的指头。
It seems the Lord has moved his finger.
你看见他的身体跟他的头连接起来。
Immediately, the body is connected to the head.
什么时候身体连于元首？
The moment the body is connected to the head,
你看见他就开始行走了。
Immediately, you can see the man walk.
所以瘫子可以起来行走。
So paralyzed man can walk.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
这是表示说我们连于元首。
It means the body is connected, joined to the head.
你知道那个大卫的故事？
Remember the story of David.
这个大卫当时他要攻打耶布斯城的时候。
Remember, David wants to conquer the city of Jebusite.
因为大家都高他做王。
People already anointed him as king.
现在他一定要把耶路撒冷去拿下。
But they must gain the city of Jerusalem.
所以耶路撒冷在那里要有大卫的宝座。
So there will be a throne of David in Jerusalem.
所以这个城一定要拿下来。
So they must get this city.
这个城很不容易拿下来。
But it's not an easy job.
你知道约书亚那个时候，当他这个到迦南的时候。
Remember when Joshua conquered the land of Canaan?
很多的城都拿下来了。
Many many cities were already conquered.
就是耶路撒冷城没有拿下来。
Except Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷城一定要等到大卫那个时候才拿下来。
It must wait until the time of David, then the city is gained.
那么大卫怎么把这个城拿下来？
And how did David gain this city?
你知道耶布斯人认为说你大卫根本进不来的。
You know that city, the Jebusites could no can never let David come.
我们只要把瞎子跟瘸子。摆在城门口摆阵就可以。
They only need to put the lame and the paralyzed in the city gate, then that's enough.
我不需要用正规的军队来对付你，大卫。
I don't even need a formal army to be against David.
那个太劳师动众了。
It is too much to ask for an army.
所以现在要对付大卫。
So in order to fight against David,
你看看瘸子，看看瞎子，大卫一点办法也没有。
Look at the lame, look at the blind. David has no way to conquer.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是个大的讽刺。
This is a really humiliating thing.
你看见城墙。
You look at the wall.
你看这城墙上面不是军队。
Those standing in the wall, up the wall is not an army.
你看见这是瞎子跟瘸子。
The blind and the lame.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么叫做西安？
What is Zion mean?
什么叫做得胜？
What is victory?
简单的很。
Very simple.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你怎么样能够征服这个瞎子跟瘸眼、瘸腿的呢？
Now how can you conquer the blind and the lame?
结果没有想到。
那
你看见说
，Amazingly，
大卫居然从里面进去了。
Indeed, David conquered through the inner way.
他从水沟头里面进去。
From the waterway.
这个水沟头流的水乃是希洛亚池子所流缓缓的水。
You know the water gate water flowing is from the pool of Siloam.Silent, and it's like a revolving door.
到了最后，他进去的时候，从里面把门打开。
So indeed, when David got in, he opened the door from inside.
我们得救的时候
，You know when we were saved.
我们的主不是像罗马军队攻城的时候用那个铁锤把城门敲开。
The Lord wasn't like the Roman Empire soldiers used a big hammer to crush the gate.
他悄悄地进到我们的里面。
But quietly, the Lord entered into our hearts.
从里面开了我们。
And then from inside, he opened our heart, the door.
结果我们眼睛就看见了。
Then our eyes are opened.
现在你就明白为什么我们的主叫眼瞎眼叫那个瞎眼的到希罗亚池去洗一洗。
Then you understand why our Lord Jesus asked the blind to go to the pool of Silo and be cleansed.
那些瞎眼的眼睛没有看见。
Those blind didn't see.
他们不知不觉地做了大卫的仇。
Not knowing it, they became the captives of David.
但是我们的主征服了他。
But the enemies of David, but our Lord conquered them.
所以等到主征服他的时候。
So when David captured,
主说你到希洛亚池子去洗一洗。
And the Lord told him to go to the pool of Siloam and wash.
眼睛就看见了。
And when, as he go, his eyes opened.
所以大卫实在预表我们的主。
So David truly represents our Lord Christ.
他当我们当初得救的时候。
When we were saved,
你看见他是开了我们里面的眼睛。
He opened our inner eyes.
所以我们的主来到地上，他遇见了一个生来是瞎眼。
So when the Lord came to meet this blind man who was blind from birth,
而那个故事就在希洛亚池子附近发生。
That story happened near the pool of Siloam.
等到主复活以后。
When our Lord was raised from death,
同样在摩利亚山上。
The same thing in Mount Moriah.
你记不记得有一个瘸子，生来是瘸子的。
Remember a lame man who was born lame.
一个是生来瞎眼，一个生来是瘸子。
One was born blind, one was born lame.
结果你看见遇见了彼得。
And then he met Peter.
彼得就代表复活的主。
Peter represent the risen Lord.
叫他能够起来行走。
And he caused him to rise up and walk.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers,
现在很清楚。
Very clearly,
给我们看见说，当时你看见是瞎子、瘸子，叫大卫不能够进他的城。
Back in the history, it was the lame and the blind stopping David from conquering the city.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
如果今天主在我们身上工作的话
，Today the Lord works in our lives.
我们这些瞎子
，All these blind,
因着到希洛亚池子一洗，我们眼睛就看见。
Because we have come to the pool of Siloam, and our eyes will be opened after washing.
我们这些躺在池旁边38年的瘫子。
We are like the lame man lying for 38 years next to the pool.
一句话
，One word from the Lord.
叫我们能够起来行走。
It causes us to rise up and walk.
这什么意思
？What does it mean?
从得救那一天开始。
On the day of our salvation.
你要记得。
You must remember.
你不再是38年的瘫。
You're no longer the lame man lying for 38 years.
如果你能起来行走的话。
If you can walk and stand.
现在你看你的指头听头的话了。
Then you must know now your fingers can listen to the head.
现在你看你脚趾头听头的话了。
Even the toes.Is listening, obeying to the head.
这个故事就是连于元首的故事。
This is the story of be joined to the head Christ.
所以个人是如此。
So individually we are like this.
团体也是如此。
Corporately is exactly the same.
所以我想圣经里面的话是很清楚。
So it's very clear in the Bible.
那不过今天晚上呢，我们要再进一步。
But tonight we have to go a bit further.
普通我们读这句话，连于元首基督，很容易就过去。
Often when we read this verse, we just let it go easily.
一面是讲了基督。
Yes, we talk about Christ.
他是元首。
He is the head.
那么既然讲到身体的长进。
Now we talk about the growth of the body.
连于元首当然指着基督是教会的元首。
To be united to the head, of course, it points to united to Christ.
但是如果你读以弗所书的话。
But if you read the book of Ephesians,
这个只是故事的一半。
This is just half of the story.
许多时候就是因为我们只明白故事的一半。
Often because we only remember or understand half of the story.
我们不认识我们的主。
Then we don't understand the Lord.
我们说是基督是教会的头，那是你喊的口号。
Of course, it's like a slogan for us that Christ is the head of the body.
你如果真的认识基督是元首的话
，If you truly understand He is the head of the body,
你要问我们的主是怎么做元首的
，Then you must ask.How the Lord would be the head?
他是怎么做头的
？How would He be the head?
如果明白我们的元首基督
，If we understand the head Christ,
弟兄姊妹，我们的问题就解决了。
Then our problem solved.
所以，如果要连于元首基督
，If we are to be united to the head Christ,
我们必须认识我们的元首基督。
Then we must understand our Christ, the head.
弟兄姊妹，你明白你认识我们的元首基督吗？
Do you understand and know our Lord Christ as the head?
有的人说我们听了多少遍了。
Often are we here? We have heard so many sermons.
我们当然知道我们的元首基督。
Of course, we know our head Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果当我们读主话的时候
，If we read the word of the Lord,
许多时候主的话要叫我们惭愧的。
And this oftentimes the word of God causes us to be ashamed. How many times we have read His word?
我们怎么只知道他的一半呢？
How can we only know half of him?
另外一半好像看不见。
It seems that we cannot see the other half.
我们把所有的重量都放在一边，我们就忘记了另外一边。
We put all the emphasis on only the first half and forget about the other.
弟兄姊妹，这些你其实是知道的。
indeed something you already know.
不过因为你眼睛太注意一面了。
But because your focus has been always on one heart,
你就忽略了另外一面。
You ignore the other heart.
这就是教会历史里面的难处。
This is happening throughout the church history.
教会历史一再扮演许多的悲剧。
Indeed, throughout the church history, so many disasters ended.
你不能说大家对于主的话没有认识。
You cannot say they didn't know the word of God.
但常常是片面的。
But often only partially.
常常是一部分的。
Or only part of it.
讲起来是对的。
All good and true.
但是弟兄姊妹，那不是个整幅的一幅图画。
But not the whole picture.
所以今天晚上，但愿主开我们的眼睛。
So tonight may the Lord open our eyes.
我们讲的认识元首基督。
When we need to know the head Christ.
我们要问他是怎么做元首的。
We must ask how Christ became the head and how he will be head.
这件事情的时候。
Now before we share,
没有一个人能够解释得清楚。
No one can explain in more detail.
所以只有主自己的话能够解释他自己的话。
Except by the word of the Lord himself.
如果你把主的话多读几遍。
If you read repeatedly the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你应该知道主的话的确解释了他的话。
Then you realize indeed the word of God has explained his own word.
讲到我们的主是元首。
As we talk, Christ being the head.
那个解释在哪里呢？
How do we explain?
那解释在第一章。
It's in chapter 1 of Ephesians.
许多时候因为我们不明白第一章，所以不明白第四章。
Often because we do not understand chapter 1, we can't understand chapter 4.
那么第一章讲什么呢？
What does chapter 1 say?
我们又是很简单把它复习一下。
Again, very simply, let's revise.
你知道前面一开始就讲到神的旨意乃是基督。
We know that in the beginning it talks about the purpose of God is Christ.
所以接着下面就十一节说，我们也在他里面得了基业。
And then in verse 11 it says, In him we were also chosen and received inheritance.
这个我们完全懂的。
We all are familiar with this.
我们一蒙恩得救，我们知道基督是我们的产业。
The moment we are saved, we claim Christ be our inheritance.
我们知道基督就是我们的迦南美地。
Christ is the land of Canaan, the beautiful land.
奶是动物的精华，蜜是植物的精华。
It is the best and the essence of everything.
然后把动物的精华跟植物的精华加在一起，就是生命的精华。
The essence of all the animals and plants is the essence the most best thing of the life.
所以讲到基督的时候，
so as we talk about Christ,
我们当然是讲到基督是我们的产业。
Of course, we claim Christ be our inheritance.
蒙恩得救以后，
and after we are saved,
你看见神所有在天上属灵的福气都赐给我们。
You can see that all the spiritual blessings given us in the heavenly realms.
感谢主弟兄。
We thank the Lord for that.
基督果然是我们的满足。
Indeed, Christ is our satisfaction.
基督果然是我们的一切。
He indeed is our all.
基督果然是我们的喜乐。
He indeed our joy.
所以蒙恩得救以后，
so after we were saved,
我们就好像路德一样。
We were like Ruth.
我们在波阿斯的农场里面。
We were in the reading field of Boaz.
我们不过是捡血捡到捡到到一些麦穗而已。
We only pick up the remains of the wheat.
但一点点的麦穗，
but only a little bit of the wheat
就能叫我们满足。
Already satisfies our hearts.
一天的勤劳就能够让路德跟她的婆婆能够过一天的日子。
The whole day of labor, only the remains would satisfy Ruth and Naomi.
弟兄姊妹。如果路德天天在波阿斯田间拾取麦穗的话，
If Ruth continued to pick up the remains every day in the field，
他的感觉什么感觉？
How would Ruth feel？
波阿斯真是丰富。
Boaz is so rich。
你看见吗？稀奇得很啊。
Very amazing。
所以你就知道他，你如果知道他的田有多大，
If you understand how big the field was，
你就知道说今天我今天路德所经历的丰富是何等的丰富。
Then you realize the richness Ruth experienced was so rich。
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
So we thank the Lord brothers and
sisters。 这个缘故，
Because of this，
我们得救以后，
After we were saved，
我们要常常读圣经。
We must read the word of God，
因为读圣经
the Bible，
就是在波阿斯的农田里面拾取麦穗。
You know you, if you read the Bible， you're like Ruth picking up the remains。
结果
in Boaz's wheat field，
你知道波阿斯就吩咐那些那个仆人说，你要刻意的把一捆丢在地上。
You know what Boaz did? He commanded his servants to leave one branch for Ruth to pick up.
那当你读圣经的时候，
and as you read the Bible,
你觉得你看见亮光了。
You find you receive light.
你觉得好像你越读越觉得主可爱。
The more you read, the more you find the Lord lovable.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你失去麦穗了。
You are picking up the remains of the
beasts.
But don't forget.
你所以读主的话有满足有喜乐。
The reason you feel joy and satisfied when you read the word of God.
是因为那一天神告诉天上的使者说，拿把这个东西丢在他那里。
It's because on that day the Lord has commanded his angels to leave something for you.
结果弟兄姊妹，我们在波斯的农田里面，我们就经历了许多的丰富。
So in the field of Boaz, we experience all the richness.
那不止如此。
And not only that,
当你祷告的时候
and as you pray,
当你读经的时候
and as you read the Bible,
当你聚会的时候
or as you meet together,
当你擘饼的时候
and you read, 当你
传福音的时候
you preach the gospel,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见里面是满足的
you feel you are so satisfied.
我们蒙恩得救以后
after we were saved,
我们的确经历基督是我们的产业
truly we have experienced Christ be our inheritance
所以弟兄姊妹一开始讲到得救讲到基础就是指着基督是我们的满足
so in the beginning as we are saved Christ is our satisfaction
所以在整本的旧约
so in the whole Old Testament
是拿整个迦南美地来形容给我们看基督有何等测不得的丰富
God is using the whole beautiful land of Canaan telling us the unmeasurable richness of Christ
但这是不是故事的全部呢
is itThe whole story then?
这是故事的一半。
It's only half of the story.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道到底第一章以弗所第一章到底讲什么。
So we must understand exactly what Ephesians chapter 1 is talking about.
所以讲到产业的时候。
As we talk about inheritance.
它有第十一节。
We have verse 11.
它同时有第十八节。
And also verse 18.
所以这个时候呢，我们叫保罗就教我们祷告。
So then Paul asks us to pray.
他教我们祷告就教我们求我们求荣耀的父。
He prayed it, that ask our Heavenly Father
能把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
To grant us the spirit of the wisdom and revelation.
使我们真的知道他。
That we will may know him better.
原文的意思是对他一个完满的认识。
In the original means it's a complete understanding of him.
那并且照明你们心中的眼。
And then our hearts, the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看眼睛被开启了。
You know, you can see now the eyes enlightened.
当你讲了连于元首。
If you want to talk about be joined to the head.
当你讲了瘫子可以行走。
About the paralyzed, are able to rise up.
瘸子可以跳跃以前。
And the lame can walk and jump.
主先带我们到希罗亚池子洗一洗，我们眼睛就看见了。
The Lord first bring us to the pool of Siloam to wash our cleanse our eyes, and we can see.
所以，如果主要完全得我们，得着我们的话
，So if the Lord really gain us completely,
先是瞎子，然后是瘫子。
First is the blind, and then the lame.
也如果瞎子的眼睛被开启了
，If the blind's eyes open,
慢慢的主就要做第二步工作。
And the second step will be.
所以眼睛一定要被开启。
So our eyes must be opened.
我们如果到希罗亚池子一洗，眼睛就看见。
We must go to the pool of Siloam and our eyes be opened.
那眼睛看见了，看见什么呢
？So when your eyes open, what would you see?
现在就明白神的旨意了。
Then you understand the will of God.
眼睛没有开启以前
，before the eyes were opened,
我们真的享受主。
Yes, we still were enjoying the Lord.
聚会满了主的同在。
The meeting full of His presence.
与弟兄姊妹在一起，真是能够明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
Fellowshipping with brothers and sisters, we understand how deep and wide Christ's love is.
我们以为这就够了。
We seems to be okay enough.
但是主说，我们的眼睛要被开启才可以。
But the land, the Lord said, our eyes must be enlightened.
所以基督不止这么多。
We don't know how to experience the Lord.
你不要以为说今天你就是懂得全本圣经，就是认识完，在能够经历所有基督的丰富就够了，不止这么多。
You can't just think that I can read the whole Bible, then I will be able to experience in full the word, the experience of Christ.
现在我们如果眼睛开启。
If our eyes are truly open,
我们知道他恩召有何等指望。
Then we understand the richness of His glorious inheritance. And why?He would call us.
是不是因为可怜我们从前是个罪人
？Is it because only he was pitiful because we were sinning?
没有错，我们是个罪人。
Yes, of course we were sinners.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们好像路德一样。
We were like Ruth.
世代都不能进耶和华的会。
For 10 generations, the Moabites were forbidden to enter into the Lord's temple.
但是稀奇不稀奇
？It's amazing.
路德居然能够在波阿斯的农田里面。
But Ruth could receive so much grace because she was in the field of Boaz.
你看见路德真的在波阿斯的场地上，好像经历所有的丰富一样。
You can see Ruth was experienced all the richest inheritance of Boaz in his field.
但路德的眼睛要开启呀。
But Her eyes must be opened.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
今天路德得着许多的丰富。
Today, Ruth received so much richness.
她的丰富后来也变成她婆婆的丰富。
And her richness became her mother-in-law.
但是婆婆开她的眼睛。
But it is the mother-in-law opens the eyes.
就做前途来说。
According to the future,
如果路德能做个婢女，能在农场上拾取麦穗，已经蒙了多大的恩典。
It is already a huge mercy if Ruth may continue to be servant, made servant in the field forever.
如果你说这是恩典，你不认识恩典。
But if you think this is true grace, you don't really understand grace.
你的眼睛还必须要看见。
Your eyes must be enlightened.
所以你知道，当你读路德记的时候，是给谁开路德的眼睛？她婆婆开的眼睛。
So if you read the book of Ruth, who opened the eyes of Ruth?
It's her mother-in-law. 那下面的故事就是保罗在这里要给我们看见的故事。
It is the story of what Paul is going to tell us here.
如果路德眼睛开启以后
，After Ruth's eyes were opened,
路德的前途就不一样了。
Her future will be totally different.
当她真的嫁给这个波阿斯以后
，One day when Ruth was married to Boaz，
想想看，弟兄姊妹
，Imagine，
她没有嫁给波阿斯以前
，Before she married to Boaz，
她要说我的主人真丰富
，She could only claim my Lord is so rich。
我所看见还不到一半
，What I could see is only not even half。
你知道这个就是十八女王说的话
，This is the word from the Queen of Sheba。
她看见整个所罗门的丰富。
She saw the whole splendor, glamour of Solomon, but she said, not only half.
所以如果路德在那失去麦穗的话
So if we continue to pick up the remains,
她想想看
and then she imagined,
如果经历我主人所有的丰富的话
if I were to experience the full richness of my Lord,
如果一天是一个以法
if one day I could only pick up one ephah,
那我需要多少天才能经历他的丰富
then how many days would I need to,In experience all the efforts,
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
这就是我们今天的感觉。
This is our feeling today.
所以我们知道有一个弟兄和史伯克弟兄走在一起的时候。
You know, a brother when he was walking with Brother Sparks.
那个弟兄就是 Effie Meyer 弟兄。
Brother Effie Meyer.
他就跟史弟兄说。
And he shared with Brother Sparks.
你知道主的恩典有多丰富吗？
Do you understand how deep the Lord's grace is?
我们说也说不完的。
We cannot even explain it.
所以我们最少需要300年来说主的恩典。
We need at least 300 years to describe the Lord's grace.
所以，主才把一个勇士给我们。
So the Lord has given us a mighty man.
明白吗？勇士 eternity 给我们。
Eternity give eternity.
因为只有勇士永远的时间才能说完神主给我们恩典。
Only Eternity would give us time to explain or describe enough God's
grace. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers,
你如果是路德的话
if you were Ruth,
你已经感恩不尽
you were already very grateful.
你到伯贝聚会，你有说不完的赞美，有说不尽的话。
In the breaking of the prayer meeting, you have unfinished, unspeakable.
但是很可惜，现在我的伯贝就贫穷的很。
But unfortunately, even the breaking of prayer meeting, we are so poor.
我们很多祷告像挤牙膏一样，好不容易把它挤出来的。
You know, often when we pray, it's like a squeezing from the toothpaste.
我再说，弟兄姊妹，如果你经历波阿斯的丰富的话，天的丰富的话。
Brothers and sisters, let me repeat. If you have experienced what Ruth has experienced,
你说我如果一天一天，我要多少天才能够经历这个丰富？
How many days would I need to experience in full Boaz richness?
如果你真的经历主话语的丰富的话，
if you truly experience the richness of God's word,
你觉得你日子活得太短了？
You will find my days are so short.
很多人希望活得更长一点。
You know, many want us to live longer.
希望多抱抱孙子。
Or have your both grandchildren in your bosom.
有没有人在主面前祷告说主？
But have anyone prayed this way?
你多给我一点时间。
Father, give me more time.
让我多经历一点的丰富。
That I can experience more of your richness.
因为到现在我对你的话只明白一点点。
Because even now I only understand a little bit of your word.
我以为是专家了，结果我看看进到你的话语里面，我知道什么都不懂。
I thought I was an expert already, but the moment I opened your word, I find myself so insignificant.
如果20年。
20 years,
如果40年
40 years,
我以为是专家
I thought I was an expert
别人以为我是专家
People might think I'm an expert
但只有我知道
But only I myself know
主的话像汪洋大海一样
The word of God is like a vast ocean
我读了这么多的话
I've been reading really so many years
别人以为说我对主的话太熟太熟了
I thought I was so familiar already
但是我不过是在汪洋大海旁边捡一两个小贝壳而已
But I was only like a vast ocean, a little bucket
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
你知道吗？今天许多人太容易满足了。
Nowadays, Christians are complacent so easily.
证明他不认识主的话有多丰富。
It proves that they don't understand the richness of God's word.
他太小看主的话了。
Or they don't don't even read the word of God enough.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
所以一个知道自己有几个不知道的人才是最伟大的。
You know, a man who knows how few or how unknowing he is, he's a great man.
你知道我们有几个不知道吗？
Do you know how many unknowing you have?
你知道几个知道不算。
It's not good that you know some knows.
但是你知道你有几个不知道吗？
But if you know that you have so many unknowns.
所以这是为什么有许多愚昧的骄傲的人。
That's why we have so many foolish, proud men.
他很快就停止进步了。
Very quickly, they stop growing.
有一个弟兄就跟尼迪欧讲啊，这个书你还读这个书干什么？
A brother once said to Brother Watchmaney, why do you still read this book?
我们这里有什么丰富是别人没有的呢？
What else do we are we still lacking?
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
因着骄傲的缘故
，because of pride,
你们自然就关起来了。
Your doors are shut.
你觉得还有什么东西能帮助我们
？You think nothing else can help us anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
如果你真谦卑
，If you are truly humble,
如果你看见主自己的丰富
，You understand the richness of Christ.
你要问一问自己
，You must ask yourself,
我要活多少年我才能够经历他的丰富？
How many years I need to live in order to experience him in full? But thank the Lord.
到了永世
till eternity.
你看一个永远无限长的时间
It's unending, everlasting eternity.
那个时候我们才能够经历主的爱，主的话是何等的丰富。
Then we can experience His love and His word, how rich they are.
所以这是路德瞎眼以前的故事。
This is the story of Ruth.
路德如果眼睛没有被开启
，before her eyes were enlightened.
她在波阿斯的禾场里面
，while she was staying in the field of Boaz.
她面天天经历波阿斯的丰富。
Truly, every day she was experiencing Boaz.
她每天要说我的主人有何等的丰富。
Every day she would say, "My Lord is so rich."
你看见很多的丰富都是主人告诉仆人说你故意丢在地上。
And all the riches was indeed intentionally left by the Lord.
所以你不要骄傲啊。
So you cannot be proud.
你不要觉得了不起。
You don't think you are somebody.
你所看见的一点点是神吩咐天使丢在地上给你的。
The little light and revelation you have received is indeed intentionally left for you by the Lord through His messenger. Because of this,
你要觉得我的主人真丰富。
Then you feel that my Lord is so rich.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神的工作不止这么一点。
His work doesn't stop here.
这个是前半部的故事。
This is only the first half.
还有第二半部的故事。
The second half is here.
想想看。
Listen,
等到路德的眼睛被开启
，When Ruth's eyes were opened，
后来路德果然做了波阿的妻子
，And then she became the wife of Boaz。
用今天的话来说
，Use our modern words，
连于元首基督
，Joined to the head。
你看与基督有完全的连接
，You can see the perfectness of Christ。
如果他真的连于波阿斯的话
，If she's truly fully united with Boaz，
他再回到农场上去
，And then she returned to the field。
弟兄姊妹，你看他要怎么说？
What would she say?
他过去要说
Yes, in the past she would say
我主人有何等的丰富、啊、
My Lord is so rich
现在
But now
他再回到禾场上
As Ruth returned to the same field
他仍旧看见每一颗黄金的麦粒
She still continues to see the beautiful wheat harvest
过去他要说
In the past she would say
这是我主人的
This belongs to my Lord
他是何等的丰富
My Lord is so rich
因着他连于波阿斯
But now she'sJoined and united to Boaz.
他怎么说呢
？What would she say?
这个富有丰富也是我的。
This his richness is also my richness.
我怎么一夜之间成为宇宙中的富豪呢
？Why would I become all of a sudden the millionaire in the world?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
所以你看见吗
？Do you see?
当你读路德记的时候
，As you read Ruth,
故事不能只读一半。
You can't just read first half.
许多人讲的路德蒙恩典。
Many brothers share about Ruth, how she was
saved.
Originally, 10 generations before, they cannot enter into the land of God. Yes, you can still pick up the remains, the leftover. This is the beginning. But the Lord wants to work deeper in your life. And that's why Paul asks us to pray. Only through prayer.The Heavenly Father would open our eyes.
很多人得救了半天，都停留在这一半的故事里面。
So many saved Christians stopped at the first half.
然后再读下一半，圣经怎么说呢
？And then as we continue the second half, the Bible says.
他说他在圣徒中所得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
The richness, the glorious inheritance in the saints he had gained in his people.
这个他是指着神来说的。
That he refers to God himself.
他在圣徒里要得这个产业。
His glorious inheritance in the saints.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有听错啊？
Did you hear it wrong?
你有没有读错啊？
Have you read it wrong?
我们得着产业是对的。
We receive inheritance, of course.
我们这个罪人。
We are sinners.
我们这个常常活在肉体里面的人。
We often live in the flesh.
我们给教会带来那么多难处的人。
How many problems we have bring to the church?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers,
你觉得神在我们上会得着产业吗？
How can you imagine one day God will receive inheritance in us?
什么时候主在我们上才有盼望啊？
When will the Lord has hope in us?
什么时候主才能叫我们的罪完全脱落？
When will our sins be totally away from us?
什么时候十字架在我们身上能做更深的工作？
When will the cross have deeper work in our lives?
我们听最好的道。
We can listen to the best sermon.
我们能走路吗？我们不能走。
Can we still walk? We can't.
你知道有一句很讽刺的话。
It's a very sarcastic words here.
小群的嘴，耶稣家庭的腿。小群的嘴 ，little flock.
A little flock.
他嘴。
The mouth of the little flock.
但是呢，耶稣家庭的腿，耶稣家庭很会跑路，很走路，很会。那 OK， 耶稣家庭是大陆曾经有一个聚会。
The Jesus family in China, okay.
你
they could walk well.
他们的特点是腿。
Okay, their characteristic is they walk the feet.
所以证明什么？证明在小群聚会的人，个个都会讲。
It tells us a story that those meeting in the little flock assemblies, they can all talk. But those meeting in the Jesus family, they cannot talk, but they can walk.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是很讽刺的一句话。
It is very sarcastic indeed.
但是你不觉得它反映一定的形真实的光景？
But it might not tell the truth in the reality.
所以今天我们讲很多。
Today we talk so much.
我们讲背十字架。
We talk about bearing the cross.Unity,
我们讲彼此相爱
loving one another.
但是主在环境上稍微叫万事互相效力一点。
But when the moment the Lord changed the circumstances and caused all things to work together for good,
你看我们肉体就通通出来了。
All our flesh are manifested.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们要承认，
we must
admit, 我们这个人没有多少盼望。
Truly, in us we have no hope.
表面上是属灵，
outwardly we will all spiritual.
但是要给时间才可以。
But we must need time to prove.
没有结婚以前呢。
Before we were married,
你看见讲话都是细声细语。
Well, between the lovers, they were so soft and tender with one another.
所以他们弟兄觉得他喜欢替小鸟唱歌。
So many brothers, they like to listen to the singing of the birds.
如果有一天能够进到结婚礼堂，能够走到结婚礼堂，每天听早上醒来听小鸟唱歌有多好呢？
Well, it would be so good one day if we got married, and every day I can listen to the birds singing.
但是没有想这个日子不会很长久的。
Well, unfortunately, those days didn't last.
慢慢我们的本相就露出来了。
Not long, our original flesh would be manifest.
因为结婚以前很多都是假装的。
You know, indeed, before marriage.So many fake
你都是把最好的一面给对方看。
You present your best to the other.
有的人左脸比较好看，所以讲话都是左脸给对方看。
You know, someone have better looking left face. When they talk, they will use the left face to show.
所以等到你看见，都是把最好最好摆在上面。
They all present their very best to the other.
所以有人告诉我们说
，So someone tells us,
这个没有结婚以前呢，是女孩子讲话，男孩子听。
Often before marriage, before wedding, it was the girl speaks more and the man just listen.
那蜜月的时候是男孩子讲话，女孩子听。
And during honeymoon, is the man, the husband speaks more, the wife listens.
那么到了蜜月里，蜜月完了以后呢
？And after the honeymoon,
男孩子女子一起讲，邻居在那里听。
Then is both husband and wife speaking, the neighbors listening.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So、brothers,
现在你就知道说
，Then you understand，
我们的人就是这样的光景。
We are all like this。
今天教会没有难处。
True, the church has no problem。
因为还在过蜜月，还在度蜜月。
We are still in honeymoon。
等到蜜月一完了以后
，After money honeymoon is over。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你觉得主有没有做错
？Wow, you will find has the Lord been？
主有没有把我们这人救错了有没有？
Is the Lord making any mistake causing us to be together?
我们不是应该有基督的谦卑，不是应该有基督的温柔和基督的忍耐吗？
Shall we all have Christ's humility, patience, and love?
那这个东西只能挂在我们嘴边，不能够行在我们身上吗？
But it's all our lip surface. How come we cannot walk it through?
这个东西不能留在我们的血液里面吗？
How can we not allow those flow in our blood?
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't it amazing?
需要主开我们的眼。
We need the Lord to open our eyes.
如果不开眼睛，你永远不知道这一半的故事。
If not, we will never understand the other half of the story.
那一半故事你太好了。
The other half is so good
这就叫我们能彼此相爱
that it will cause us to love one another. We can meet together.
我们过完我们的蜜月期
We will still continue our honeymoon.
不管哪个聚会
Wherever you go,
你千万不要弄错了
Don't
全世界各地的聚会都是一样
Everywhere you go, or every meeting you
都有他的蜜月期的
They all have their honeymoon period.
那蜜月好像粘得化不开一样
During honeymoon,
好像粘的化不开。
It's like the flower still hasn't blossomed.
我常常觉得。
No, sorry, sorry. 粘的花。
所以我是个物理的人。
I'm a physicist.
我什么东西都要用距离来。
I must use illustration or distance to measure.
所以我常常要想知道这一对夫妇到底蒙恩多久，得救得的蒙恩得救，结婚多久。
I also use some means to measure how a couple has how long has the couple been married.
丈夫开车。
The husband drives.
坐在旁边。
The wife at the side.
如果你从后面看过去。
If you look from the back.
两个头是一个头的话，那是度蜜月。
If the two heads is only one head, they are still in honeymoon.
但如果一个头在这一边，另外一个头在另外一个窗户的话。
If one head is facing that window, the other head is the other end window.
他们结婚最少十年。
That at least they were married for 10 years.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
人的爱是有限。
Human's love is so limited.
人的忍耐是有限。
Human's patience so limited.
许多忍耐我们是没有。
Indeed, we are lacking so many
patience. 是听到的时候借来的。听到的时候借来的。
We only borrow some patience
from the sermons. 许多是温柔，我们是没有。
We don't have gentleness.
听到的时候借来的。
We borrow some when we listen to sermons.
现在主说，好了，我要试试你看。
Now the Lord said, I need to test you.
现在要显出你真实的光景来。
I'm to reveal your reality.
所以弟兄姊妹。难怪等到蜜月期过了以后
No wonder after the honeymoon is over
你看见说难处就慢慢就来了
Then all the difficulties start to spring up
过去是粘得化不开过去是粘得化不开
What is it like that?
粘在一起化不开
Oh, okay
粘在一起化不开
In the past they were like fully joined together You can't even separate them
现在最好大家不要见面
Now you'd rather not to see one another
聚会的话你坐这个角落我坐另外一个角落
In the meeting, you see at the corner, I see in this corner.
那过去有真的这样一件事情。
Truly, it happens.
你知道有的人喜欢阿门。
You know, some would like to say Amen.
有的人不喜欢阿门。
Some don't like say Amen.
结果被喊阿门的喊得受不了啊。
So those do not say Amen.
所以弟兄姊妹说好，我们彼此相爱好了。
Well, let's love one another.
所有喜欢讲阿门到那个 corner 到那个。
So those who love to say Amen would stay at that corner.
所以那个叫做阿门 corner.
It's corner of Amen.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So、brothers,
今天我们还是讲弟兄相爱。
Today we still talk about loving one another.
因为我们知道我们的教训是什么。
Because it is our teaching.
我们知道我们聚会的特点是什么。
This is our characteristic of the church.
我们不要让世界闹笑话。
Don't let the world tease us.
许多时候呢，我们嘴笑的，肉是不笑的。
You know, often when we smile, we only smile superficially.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么会到这个地步呢
？How can we fall into this condition?
不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
Don't forget.
不是你退步了。
It's not you have regressing.
是因为你进步了。
You have improved.
慢慢主开你的眼睛。
Indeed, the Lord is opening your eyes.
慢慢主给我们看见，凭着我们自己，有很好美丽的梦，很好的理论，办不到的。
The Lord has caused us to know that theory dreams are not enough.
那现在，但是有一件事要我们做梦也没有想到的。
But one thing we have never dreamed about.
像我们这样的情形，主在我们身上会得着产业吗？
People like us, how can the Lord gain inheritance in us?
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是我们完全做梦没有想到的。
Truly, we can never even imagine or dream.
不管我们什么样的光景
，No matter how bad we are,
我们的主做一件事是世界上从来不做的。
The Lord is doing one thing that the whole world cannot understand.
如果世界上看见我们的光景，老早放弃了。
You know, if it's from the world intelligence, we would have.Already been deserted.
就没有放弃。
But the Lord never deserts us.
在不可能的情形底下。
In impossibility.
你看见神说有一件是可能的。
Then God said one thing is possible.
他不止在我们身上得着产业。
Not only he would gain inheritance in us.
而且还不是普通的产业。
It's not an ordinary inheritance.
这里告诉我们说这个产业是会发光的，有荣耀。
But it says here, glorious inheritance is shining.
有没有听错，弟兄们？
Have we had it wrong?
我们经历基督的产业会发光，有荣耀，这个没有错。
Of course, we experience glorious inheritance of Christ.
结果神在我们里面要得着产业。
But God would gain inheritance in us.
那个产业是荣耀的产业。
even glorious inheritance.
但这个形容词不够。
But this is not even enough.
你要告诉人有多少的荣耀。
You have to tell people how glorious.
所以保罗是何等丰盛的荣耀。
Then Paul used riches of his glorious inheritance.
保罗也讲了讲不清楚的。
He can't even describe.
他这个是何等丰盛的荣耀。
So how rich his glorious inheritance is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是怎么回事？
What is happening here?
我们对自己都放弃了。
We even find ourselves hopeless.
结果主没有放弃。
But the Lord still hasn't
forgiven, 他说我是永远的爱来爱你们。
The Lord says, I love you with an everlasting love.
你要走了。
Yes, you want to go.
主用慈神爱所来牵引。
But the Lord uses cord of love to get you back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你的爱叫你永远不肯放我的爱。
That love is called everlasting, unfailing love.
明白吗弟兄姊妹。
Do you understand?
要主能够继续在我们身上工作。
If we want the Lord to continue his work in us.
做到一个地步。
To an extent,
神说我在他身上。
The Lord would say, in him,
我在他们身上。
In them,
我有所得着。
I would gain,
我有享受。
I would enjoy.
就好像以色列人到迦南地，享受所有迦南的美土产。
Just like when the Israelites entered into the land of Canaan, they could enjoy the full riches.
两个人在那里扛的。
The grapes, we need two men to pick or to carry on the shoulders.
我们的胃口太小。
We have little appetite.
我们很容易满足的。
We were so easily satisfied.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
神太伟大了。
God is so great.
他怎么能够说他所得着的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀？
How can God would claim here that he would gain the riches of his glorious inheritance in us?
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
So do you understand, brothers and sisters?
现在你才懂得神的思想。
Then now you understand God's mind.
神为什么先把产业给我们？
God, he first of all gives us inheritance.
神为什么把以色列人从埃及带到迦南？
Why would God bring the Israelites to the land of Canaan?
他们脚掌所踏之地。
The land that they have stepped on.
The soil.
The soil they have stepped.
都是所有的都是他们的。
The footstep they have stepped on the land belong to them.
所以意思是说，当他们进迦南的时候，所有迦南的丰富、牛奶与蜜之地都是他们的。
That means when they entered the land of Canaan, all the riches of the land of flowing honey and milk would belong to them.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers,
如果有奶与蜜，什么意思？
What does it mean, honey and milk?
他们吃了奶，吃了蜜，他们当然就长进了嘛。
Of course, when they ate.Milk and honey, they will grow.
所以弟兄姊妹，你听了那么多的道。
Now you have had so many sermons.
你聚了那么多年的会。
You have been coming to the meeting for so many years.
你长进了吗？
Have you grown?
明白不明白？
You understand?
神今天让我们有聚会，让我们有享受。
Today God allows us to meet and enjoy.
就是叫我们尝了蜜，就是叫我们尝到奶。
It causes us to taste milk and honey.
这个蜜和奶不只为着我们的享受。
The honey and milk are not just for us to enjoy.
叫我们长进的。
But ask us to grow.
本来是婴孩。
We were infants.
慢慢就长大了。
Now the infant started to grow.
长大了以后，
and then when they grow,
所有做父母的都知道。
We all parents would know.
起头，你看见孩子能够享受所有他父亲所给他的。
In the beginning, all children can enjoy the father's blessings.
但是做父母的人，
but as parents,
你看见吗？等到孩子慢慢长大以后，
one day when the child grows,
有一件事他知道。
One day he would know.
等到他自己年纪老迈。
When the parents became old,
他能够把所有的产业交给他的儿子。
They will pass on the whole inheritance to the children.
如果在这么多儿子里面，
if among all the children,
因着长大了，
because they have grown,
现在能够经营他父亲的事业，
and they can manage the father's business.
请大家记得，
please remember,
他父亲得着一个产业，
indeed is the father gaining an inheritance.
那就是他们的儿女。
It is.Their children.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在明白吗？
Do you understand?
为什么儿女？
Why the children?
是神所赐的产业。
Would become God's own inheritance.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
他小的时候，
when they were young,
你为他预备一切。
You prepare everything for the
children. 你看见他在父亲的父母的呵护底下，
in the harmony umbrella of the parents,
就长大了。
They grow.
如果你没有给他丰富，
but if you haven't passed on,
他不会长大。
Your inheritance, they won't grow.
你不给他奶，不给他蜜，他不会长大。
If you don't give milk and honey, they won't grow.
但是有一天，
but one day,
等到他们毕业典礼的时候，
when they have the graduation ceremony,
或者当他们走进结婚礼堂的时候
or when they walk in the aisles of the wedding,
你看父母的感觉是什么样的感觉？
How would the parents feel?
起头的时候，七个孩子很不容易带大。
Not easy path. They woke up.
好像七个孩子都是七个累赘一样。
You know, if you have seven children, you have seven burdens.
但如果他们都长大了。
But if they all grow,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
让我们记在父亲的感觉里面。
Then the father's heart would be.
这就是神所赐给他的产业。
They are inheritance of God given.
个个个个都成才。
They have all become useful people.
都是对人对世界有贡献。
They were all good people in the society.
当你参加毕业典礼的时候。
And as you as parents attend their ceremony or wedding
ceremony,
what will be inside you? How do you feel?
So, brothers and sisters,
I believe we have many fathers and grandparents.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得儿女是你的重担吗？
Do you feel your children your burden?
他们小的时候是的。
Yes, when they were young, they were.
他们一个个长大以后。
But as they grow,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是你的产业。
They become your inheritance.
你走不动的时候，有人可以扶你吧。
You know, when you are slow, they will come and hold you.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
这是一幅很重要的图画。
This is an important picture.
所以有一个姊妹也很有意思，在台湾，我们在台湾的时候。
In Taiwan, when we were in Taiwan, a sister came.
她好不容易得这个孩子。
Not easy.
她祷告了很久。
She prayed for a long time.
终于主给她一个孩子。
And the Lord.Gave her a
child. 我想那几天她应该忙着尿片啊、奶粉啊什么的。
I thought she was busy changing diapers, feeding formulas.
所以她就打电话给我。
And she called me.
那我以为她问奶粉的问题，问尿片的问题。
I thought she would ask for diapers and formulas.
她说：“弟兄，请你告诉我。
”And she asked me, brothers, can you tell me?
孩子刚刚生下来，前几天刚刚生下来。
Just for a few days, the child was born.
她说：“我的孩子将来到底读清华大学好还是台湾大学好？”
She actually asked me when my child grows up, he go to the Tsinghua University or
any
university.
所以你看见一个孩，一个妈妈刚刚从医院里面出来。
You know, a mother just given birth to a baby.
她刚刚离开医院。
Just left the hospital.
她做的梦就是二十年以后的梦。
Her dream was in 20 years time.
不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
Don't forget.
就是这个梦。
This dream.
带领母亲经过许多的艰难。
Would carry the mother through many difficulties.
圣经所说生产痛苦不光指着十月怀胎说的。
You know when the Bible says travailing pain, it doesn't stop at the delivery pain.
当一个孩子真的长大的时候。
But when a child really is grown,
你知道母亲经过了多少的艰难。
You know how much difficulty the mother has gone through.
所以在这里很清楚给我们。
So clearly we can see here.
当你读旧约圣经的时候。
As you read Old Testament.
前一半讲的产业。
The first half talks about inheritance.
后一半也讲的产业。
The latter half also talks about inheritance.
前面讲的产业讲的迦南地。
The first talks refer to the land of Canaan.
讲到神把迦南北地、流奶蜜地赐给以色列。
How God gave the land of Canaan, land of flowing milk and honey.
为什么神拣选他们？
Why would God choose them?
没有别的。
No other purpose.
那个奶和蜜是要叫他们长大。
Because the milk and honey would cause them to grow.
所以等到旧约圣经后半部的时候
，But the latter half of the Old Testament，
你同样讲到产业这个字
，The same word inheritance appeared，
就不再是指着迦南美地说
，It's no longer referring to the land of Canaan。
你明白吗
？You understand？
那个时候神说的产业都指着他的百姓来说。
Whenever God mentioned inheritance， He refers to His people，
就是背叛的百姓
，Even rebellious people，
背逆的百姓。
Stubborn people.
从早到晚不听话的百姓。
In the morning to the night, they didn't obey.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But still.
神在他身上有一个工作。
God has a work in their life.
神有永远的爱来爱他们。
God loved them with everlasting love.
如果这样爱，他们没有地方可以去的。
If that's the case, they can never leave.
主常常爱我们爱到一个地步，叫我们没有地方可以去。
You know, often because of God's love, we can go nowhere.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord for that.
你是全世界最蒙恩典的人。
You truly are the most blessed man.
你要学功课是别人没有学过的。
The lesson you need to learn, no one can learn it for you.
所以你弟兄曾经写信安慰过他的母亲。
So brother Nee once wrote to his mother.
他说我们是特别坏的人。
Comforting her, saying that we are the worst people.
所以我们特别蒙主的恩典。
That's why we receive the most grace.
所以主在我们上有个特别的造就。
And that's why God has His special lessons for us.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
很可惜
，but unfortunately,
许多时候我们失去的忍耐
We lost patience.
我们失去了黄金的机会。
We lost our golden chance.
也许这一生就是这么一个机会。
Maybe the whole life we missed that very chance.
你可以走了。
You may leave.
你不必再背十字架。
You no longer need to pick up the cross.
恩典漏掉了。
You let go the grace.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
神绝对不会给我们的担子超过我们所能担。
God will never give us a burden that is more than what we can bear.
因为诗篇告诉我们，神是天天背负我们重担。
Because the book of Psalms tells us, God is the God who every day bear our burden.
当你背负十字架的时候
，You know, when you bear the cross,
十字架两个翅膀就背负你。
Indeed. The two wings of the cross is picking you up.
所以，但愿主开我们的眼睛。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
给我们看见说，不止我们今天经历这么多的丰富。
That not only we have experienced so much of His grace.
你经历了神恩典的高峰。
You have experienced the climax of His grace.
就像以斯帖一样。
Exactly like Esther.
摩迪该问他。
When Mordecai asked her.
难道你不是为着今天？
Don't you know you are here?
为什么昨天你有那么多享受那么多的丰富
？Why would God allow you to enjoy so much？
不是就是为着今天的情形吗
？It is exactly because of today's need。
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
So we thank the Lord, brothers.
现在你看见说
，You can see here，
我们的主要得着产业。
Our Lord is to gain inheritance。
弟兄姊妹，你什么感觉呀
？How do you feel, brothers?
我们经历基督的产业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
We have already experienced the glorious inheritance in Christ.
但你相不相信
？But do you believe?
我们神从他心里说，他要在我们里面得着一个产业，是何等丰盛的荣耀
！God, from His bottom of His heart, is claiming that I'm going to gain the rich, glorious inheritance in my saints.
这是什么样的恩典，弟兄姊妹
？What sort of grace is this?
我常常觉得
，I always feel
我们是何等的不配。
Truly, we are so unworthy.
我们怎么敢当呢？
How can we bear this?
明白吗？
Do you understand?
我们享受他的丰富是对的。
Of course, we can enjoy him.
He's in the richness.
Unmeasurable riches of Christ.
但是圣灵怎么用这么样重的话？
But how would the Holy Spirit use such heavy
words? 给我们看见在他里面所要做的。
To cause us to know God is working inside us.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
这是你做不到，我也做不到。
It's something you and I cannot do.
但他做得到。
But God can.
他如果做到，他一定告诉我们那个路在什么地方。
And not only he can, the Bible also tells us the way he
does. 所以弟兄姊妹，现在明白吗？
Now do you understand?
许多时候我们背十字架背的地方没有路了。
Often we think when we bear the cross, we have no way.
比保罗也这样。
Even for Paul, it's the same.
当他写以弗所书的时候
，When he wrote Ephesians,
他本来这个人是活蹦乱跳的。
Originally, Paul was a very active person.
现在忽然间上了锁链了。
But all of a sudden, he was in chains.
你知道这双手是不得了的手。
You know, these two hands were like a very powerful.
二十年的训练和造就才是这么一双手啊。
You know, for 20 years, it remained these two hands.
我们需要这样双手，要多几双才可以。
How many pairs of hands do we need?
但是结果神把它坚定起来了。
But God, in His wisdom.
好像一个人本来是活蹦乱跳的
，just like a person originally very active，
忽然间坐在轮椅，忽然间坐在轮椅里面
，all of a sudden in a wheelchair，
那个感觉是个什么样的感觉
？What sort of feeling would Paul have？
就在这个时候
，but in that moment，
主的话就临到了
，God's word came to him，
他才明白
，He understood，
主开他的眼睛
，God opened his eyes，
他为我们祷告
，He prayed for us，
当时叫我们眼睛得开。
That our eyes be also enlightened.
因为在监狱里面，他的眼睛也被开启。
You know, while Paul was jailed, his eyes were opened.
你想想看，现在这双手本来赢得全世界。
You know, originally this pair of hands would like to gain the whole world.
现在忽然被监禁起来。
But now all of a sudden jailed and chained.
忽然失去自由了。
Lost freedom.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and
sisters. 保罗的祷告是为着他自己，他什么都不要。
Paul's prayer for himself, he needs nothing.
但是为着主，什么都要。
But for the Lord.He asked for everything.
最少给我一个健康的身体。
At least give me a healthy body.
最少叫我能够动来动去的。
At least I can walk anywhere.
神的旨意高过他的旨意。
But God's will is higher than His will.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
在这个时候
，In this moment,
他看见了他从前所没有看见。
God caused him to see something he had never seen before.
所以他才写了以弗所书。
That's when he wrote the book of Ephesians.
好了，现在道理上我们懂了。
Now we understand the truth.
你知道说。教会需要长进。
You know the church needs to grow.
不光长进
，not only grow.
神在教会身上要得这个产业。
But God also will be gaining
是何等
glorious inheritance
像荣耀的产业。
In the church, a glorious inheritance.
你要问有没有这么一天
You will ask, what, when will it happen?
四分五裂到今天有没有可能？
The church is so divided today.
如果连最讲合一的都不合一，那么有没有这一天的可能？
Would it be possible if the church that always emphasized on unity is so divided? When will this true happening?
但是弟兄姊妹，现在保罗告诉我们是可能的。
But Paul said it is possible.
那个路到底在什么地方？
Where is the way?
所以我再说弟兄姊妹。
So let me repeat, brothers.
如果你读这一段圣经的话，
if you read this passage,
你完全要跌破眼镜。
You will truly be disappointed.
你 surprised. 你完全没有想到的。
You can never imagine.
你觉得这是怎么可能发生的事呢？
How can this be possible?
但是是发生了。
But it did happen.
好了，那现在我们要看保罗是怎么说这件事情的。
Let's continue how Paul explained.
那知道他的在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Now the glorious inheritance in the saints.
那么现在问题在这里了。
But the problem is.
我们本来是没有长进。
Originally, we didn't grow.
现在我们长进了。
Now we have grown.
成为他的产业。
We become his inheritance. Even rich, glorious inheritance.
那证明不是我们做的。
Well, it proves that it is not our work.
不是我们做，就是他做的。
Who must be God?
那我们要问。
Then we must ask.
他用什么能力来做这件事？
How? What sort of power would God use?
要完成这些，那个能力要多大？
What sort of power is needed to work this out?
那个能力是比原子能还要大。
This power is stronger, more powerful than atomic bomb.
所以他接着下面怎么说呢？
That's why Paul continued here.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
His incomparably great power for us who believe.
好，现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
就是因为何等浩大的能力。
Is the incomparably great power
才能叫神在教会中所得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
Make it possible that God would gain glorious inheritance in His saints.
明白吗？你需要何等能力才有何等的基业。
You need incomparably great power to build in comparably glorious inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，如果你知道这个能力的话，
If you understand this power,
你要承认你没有，我也没有。
You must admit you don't have it. I don't have it.
今天难处在教会里面就是很多人太能干了。
The problem today in the church is so many people think they are capable.
迟早有一天看见那个能力是何等的能力是你没有的。
But one day we must see that incomparably great power we don't
have. 没有人比保罗更能干。
You know, no one can be compared to Paul.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
就是因为保罗太能干了。
It is exactly because Paul is so capable.
让他学功课。
God caused him to learn.
好像用监禁的用锁链把他监禁起来。
God used prison's chain to confine him.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
在这个时候，保罗说，有一个能力在我们身上是何等的能力。
Paul said, "There's a great surpassing power in us."
那么这个能力是什么能力呢？
What sort of power is this?
你如果仔细读下去，
if you continue in detail,
第一，它是复活的能力。
First of all, you know it is the power of resurrection.
这个能力什么时候产生的？
When will this power be produced?
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。
It is the great power he exerted in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这一天神在教会里面所运行的大能大力。
Today, the great power God is exerting in His church.
当初是运行在基督身上。
It's exactly the same power he exerted in Christ.
明白不明白？这是太重要的。
It is so important here.
过去是讲基督。
In the past, we talk about Christ.
住在地上的时候，
when he was on earth.
但是现在讲基督的身体。
Today we talk about Christ's body.
有一个能力在身体身上。
There's a power in the body.
叫神在我们的身上能够得着何等丰富的产业。
That we accomplish God's glorious inheritance in His saints.
不要忘记。
But do not forget.
神不是在基督之外再给我们什么能力。
God will not give us another power besides Christ.
谁也没有把基督能力撕下一块来给了教会。
Or God didn't just give a little bit of Christ's power to us.
那个能力怎样在基督身上？
How the power was exerted in Christ.
那个能力也怎样在教会身上？
That power will also be exerted in the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们眼睛需要被开启。
So brothers, we must open our eyes.
否则我们只知道仅仅得救的那段故事。
We only otherwise would be remaining in the story of our being saved.
那这个大能的力是做什么呢？
So what sort of a power, or what does this power do?
使他从死里复活。
This power raised him from the dead.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个能力叫做复活的能力。
This is the power of resurrection.
这个我们完全懂得。
Of course we know.
你知道许多时候我们很死沉。
You know, often we find ourselves so dead.
但是复活的生命一摸着我们的时候
But when the life of resurrection touches us,
我们就活过来了
We became alive.
有的人说他们不会来聚会
You know, some people, oh, they won't come to the meeting.
但是弟兄姊妹
But one day,
因着复活的能力托住我们
Because of the power of resurrection, sustain us.
叫不可能的变成完全可能的
That power caused the impossible becoming possible.
这是教会
This is the church.
这不是社会
This is not a society.
如果在社会你看不见这样的事情
In the society, we can't see these things.
只有在教会里面
Only in the church.
所有东西一定能耐死经过死的
All everything must have gone through death.
所有经过死出不来都是该死的
You know, all things that have gone through death and cannot be raised
should be dead. 所有经过死从死里出来的
But all things that has gone through death and raised,They are resurrected.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
你知道，就是这个复活的能力。
This is the power of resurrection.
叫不可能变成可能。
Causing the impossible to become possible.
叫不能忍耐的变成可以忍耐。
People that cannot be patient become patient.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers,
你看见主在基督身上怎么做？
How God exerted in Christ.
在教会身上，照样的来做。
Exactly the same will be in the church.
你看稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't it amazing?
弟兄姊妹，没有人比保罗更认识复活的能力。
No one would be like Paul understands the power of resurrection. You read his epistles.
但这一回
But now,
保罗的眼睛开启了
Paul's eyes were enlightened.
他不只看见那个能力是复活的能力
Not only he saw this power is the power of resurrection.
他也看见这个能力是升天的能力
It's also the power of ascension to the heaven.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个太重要了
This is so important.
这个升天的能力是什么
What is this power of ascension?
这个能力叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
This power has caused Christ to be seated at his right hand.
明白吗？
In the heavenly realms.
然后保罗说，我们也和他一同坐在天上。
And then Paul says, we are to be in him, with him in the heavenly realms.
保罗不是在监牢里面吗？
Isn't Paul already jailed?
他不是在监牢里面吗？
He's already in prison.
他怎么与基督一同坐在天上呢？
How can he be seated with Christ in heaven?
所以这里有个经历。
Now there is an experience.
不止能力，不止在基督身上发动。
Not only this power is manifested in Christ.
也在谁的？也在保罗的身上发动。
It also was in Paul.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
在这里给我们看见说，是复活加上圣殿的能力，能叫基督在教会中产业变成何等丰盛的。
It is the power of resurrections and power of raising up to the heavenly realms.This power is working in the church, making us possible to become the glorious inheritance of God.
保罗不是天使
Paul is not an angel.
保罗也是有血有肉的
He is with blood and flesh.
他碰到难处当然会沮丧
Of course, he would be disappointed when facing
difficulties. 你能想象那两年，那你能想象那几年在监牢里面
Can you imagine the few years when he was jailed?
每次保罗看到这个锁链的时候
Every time when he sees the chains.
一面他能动
Yes, he can still move.
但他行动受了何等限制
But a very limited movement.
你看保罗是个海阔天空的人
You know, Paul is just like a bird flying everywhere.
他受不了一点点的限制
He cannot be confined to a certain place.
但是慢慢的
But slowly,
主让他看见
God caused him.
为什么主把这个锁链给他
Why would God add the chains to him?
那更稀奇的
Amazingly.
当他被监禁的时候
While he was jailed and confined,
他觉得这个大概是完了
Could be, that's it.
我在监狱里面应该是写完我人生最后的一章
I'm going to finish my last chapter in my life here.
一切就这样就完了。
And maybe that's the end.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers,
慢慢慢慢主才给他看见。
Then God caused him to understand.
他的生命不光是复活的生命。
Not only his life is the life of resurrection.
他的生命也是升天的生命。
It's also a life of ascension.
换句话说
In other words,
他现在是个毛毛虫。
Now he's like a caterpillar.
他经过一个阶段。
But once after a certain
transformation,
and it will be a cocoon.
那在 cocoon 在这个茧的里面，他失去完全的自由。
Inside the cocoon, he is totally confined, no freedom.
如果他没有蝴蝶的生命的话
，But if he hasn't got the life of a butterfly,
是他一生最后的一章了。
That's it. That is the end of his life.
但是没有多久
，But not long.
他发现稀奇的很。
Amazing, something happened.
里面有个东西要往外戳，要往外动的。
There's a life, something inside him that has to move out.
慢慢慢慢，你就感觉冲破那个壳子。
Now, soon, the cocoon will be broken.
这个毛毛虫居然变成蝴蝶。
A caterpillar would become a butterfly.
那个飞翔在空中。
A butterfly flying in the air.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers,
这就是当保罗写以弗所书的那个整个的背景。
This is the background when Paul wrote. The book of Ephesians.
他自己的眼睛被开启。
His own eyes were opened.
看见神的工作没有。
He saw the word of God.
神对教会的工作不光是让基督做我们的享受。
He saw the work of God not only allowing Christ becoming our inheritance.
最后教会又成为基督最大的享受。
At the end, Christ, the church will also become Christ's inheritance.
叫神的心能够满足。
That God's heart will be satisfied.
神能够说我在他们中间所得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
God can proclaim that the glorious rich inheritance in my saints.
弟兄姊妹，
so,
过去保罗也讲教会。
In the past, Paul also talked about the church.
哥林多已经讲了教会。
In Corinthians, he talked about church.
也讲了你们就是基督的身体。
He also said, you are the body of Christ.
但是现在感谢主。
But now it's different.
你看见主开他的眼睛。
When God opened his eyes.
他本来像每一个人一样非常 depressed, 非常的沮丧。
Originally, he was very depressed.
那越沮丧，这个人越往底下去。
You know, when you're depressed, you go inner and inner.
所以有许多人需要用药把他从里面拔起来。
So some need medicines to raise someone up.
保罗也有沮丧的时候。
Paul also had his period of disappointment.
他如果只经历复活的生命
，But if he were to experience the life of resurrection,
他只要从死变成活的。
It must be from death to life.
但他活在地上。
But he's still living on earth.
地上有多少的吸力？
All the system.
而且好像在坑里面一样，拔不出来一样。
It's like in a dungeon, couldn't be raised.
一个人可以是活的
，still a living man.
但他是不是在坑里面活
？But alive in dungeon.
是在谷里面活
，inside the pit.
所以弟兄姊妹
，so brothers,
今天基督徒不光有复活的生命
，today we don't only have the life
那个生命
of resurrection,
那是蝴蝶的生命
，but we must have the life of other flies.
那个生命能带我们进到与等基督一同坐在天上。
That butterfly life.Causes to be seated in the heavenly realm with Christ.
这里讲到基督升到天上。
Here it says Christ was raised to the heavenly
realm. 到了第二章。
Now in chapter 2,
他讲到我们基督一同坐在天上。
It says we are seated together with Christ.
所以你看见吗？证明什么
？It proves
证明复活跟升天的能力在保罗里面发动。
We can prove that the power of resurrection.And ascension is exerted in Paul.
圣灵这样做的时候
When the Holy Spirit works this way,
神在保罗身上要得这个基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
God has already gained a glorious inheritance in Paul.
但是保罗的经历不是他自己的。
But Paul's experience is not for himself.
保罗的经历是为了全教会。
It's for the whole church.
我要问，告诉弟兄姊妹。
Let me tell you, brothers.
如果没有以弗所书的话
，If we do not have Ephesians,
教会就没有前途。
The church with no future.
教会就像历史教会历史里面所发展的一样。
Church will be exactly like what we have seen in church history.
你只看见硬体，你看不见软体。
Only hardware, no software.
弟兄姊妹，所有能干的都在前线。
All the capable people are up front.
所有能干都能够建造 mega church.
All capable people can build a mega church.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，But dear brothers and sisters,
神所要得的那个丰富的基业在哪里呢
？Where is God's glorious rich inheritance in the saints? Because of this reason,
就常常把我们带到死的地步。
God often leads us into a death pit,
叫我们经历复活的能力
in order for us to experience His resurrection life.
许多时候，神好像把我们被人踩在脚底下。
Often God allows us to be trampled under men's feet.
神让车辆叫别人乘坐。
You know, God caused someone to have a carriage.
然后让这些车辆从我们头上压过。
Allow someone on their carriageway and indeed knock our head off.
写诗人说，乃是为着把我们带到丰盛之地。
The psalmist telling us in order to bring us to a rich land.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
在这里非常非常清楚一件事。
Very clear, we can see here.
你看见保罗怎么长进的
？How Paul himself grew.
在监牢里面，他连于元首。
He grew. He joined himself to the head.
但是现在他带着头，要带领我们。
Now he's leading us to
认识什么是教会。
Understand what the meaning of the church.
明白吗？所以你读罗马书。
So when you read Romans,
读哥林多前后书。
First and second Corinthians,
你对教会有一种的认识。
You have certain understanding of the church.
但是到了以弗所书。
But up to now, Ephesians.
因为保罗经历丰富了。
Because his experience is so rich.
保罗看见从来没有看见。
He saw something he has never seen.
所以现在呢，教会也能够看见所没有看见。
Now he can see what the reality of the church he has never seen before.
这个空前的经历。
This is just unprecedented.
要带进空前的祝福和丰富。
It will bring unprecedented blessings to us.
所以我们继续看下去。
Let's continue.
我们的主怎么升天的呢
？How did our Lord ascend to heaven?
所以你看保罗在这里讲的很清楚的。
Here, Paul says very clearly.
他说他升天的时候
，When he was ascending,
超过一切执政的掌权。
It was above surpassing all the authority and power.
有能的、主治的和一切有名的。
All the names, all the with principalities. Indeed, they should have referred to the angels.
有好的天使，有坏的天使。
Of their good and bad angels.
弟兄姊妹，主为什么要升天呢？
And why do we need to rise above?
主升天的目的。
The purpose of his ascension.
如果他升天的话，
If he ascended,
他有多少的高度？
How high?
就表示所有在这高度之内的都被他升过了。
It means whatever is under that height, he had overcome.
如果他没有升过的话，
If he hasn't overcome,
还没有冲破空气天，就已经被恶魔，就已经被执政，就执政掌权的已经被拦阻住了。
If he cannot even go past atmosphere, being bound and by those evil spirits,
我们都知道说今天的恶者是在空气层里面。
We all know now the devils is the prince of the air.
当我们主升天的时候
，But when our Lord was ascended,
你看见吗？按理来他应该冲不过去的。
Originally, he couldn't have gone
forward. 按道理来讲，应该冲不过去的。
In principle, he couldn't have gone through.
但是呢，感谢他胜过了这一切。
But praise the Lord, he rise far above.
他升高有多少？
How high he has risen?
他征服就有多少？
That means he has dominion over
他用他
all this.
他的得胜就充满这个空间有多少？
That means his victory has overseed all these dominions.
所以圣经说，不但今世的，连来世的也都。超过了。
That's why the Bible says far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come.
就是胜过的意思。
Meaning over, overcoming.
当保罗沮丧的时候
，When Paul was depressed,
他觉得什么都在我上面。
He felt everything was above him.
全世界都在他上面。
The whole world was above him.
所以就是为升天的能力。
You know the power of ascension.
给我们看，这些都在我们下面。
Causes to know all these indeed was under us.
你是看见他们。
You saw them,
你超过了他们
but you are indeed over them.
弟兄姊妹，这个能力叫什么？
So what sort of power is this?
这个能力叫做升天的能力。
It's the power of ascension.
等到他升到最高的时候，
when he reached the climax,
他当然就充满万有的不是。
Of course, he feels everything.
明白吗？万有都是他的，他怎么会那么高呢？
Everything was under him, and he feels everything because he's
higher than everything. 所以22节怎么说呢？
That's why in verse 22,
又将万有都伏在。
God has caused everything come under his feet and appointed him to be head.
所以弟兄姊妹，既然讲到万有在他的脚下，
Now we talk about to be head over everything.
他身高有多少，就得胜有多少。
The higher he ascended, the more victorious he became.
在那范围里面的所有的万有都顺服他。
Under that dominion, everything come under his feet.
所以等到万有都伏在他的脚下的时候，
So when God placed all things under his feet,
表示所有的万有没有一样比他更高的。
That means nothing is higher than him.
那如果是这样的话，
Is that this case?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
他很自然的就叫万有就伏在他的脚下。
Naturally, everything will be coming under his feet.
这就是升天的意义。
This is the meaning of ascension.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand, brothers?
许多时候，一点点的事就摸着我们。
Often we allow minor things touch our heart.
有一次，尼弟兄跟尼师母出门的时候
，Once brother Watchman Nee and his wife were out.
尼弟兄大概太属天了，都想天上的事。
Maybe brother Nee was very heavenly. He thought about things heaven.
他没有看见他的脚啊，刚好踩在个一团泥水里面。
He didn't realize he was stepping on mud.
就刚刚买的新大衣。
It was a new jacket.
那个尼师母就紧张起来了。
And Sister Nee was very nervous.
你看你怎么这么不小心啊
？How come you're so careless?
那尼弟兄怎么说呢
？What did Brother Nee reply?
是我穿衣服，不是衣服穿我。
You know, I'm wearing the clothes. It's not the clothes wearing me.
所以弟兄姊妹稀奇不奇？许多人为了几毛钱在那争来争去。
You know, often we allow trivial things, a few dollars.
尼弟兄怎么说呢？尼弟兄怎么说呢
？What Brother Nee said?
他说全世界没有一个人像我剩下一块钱的次数那么多的。
No one in the world like me. I always have only a little coin left with me.
他说钱是世界上最便宜的东西。
You know, money is the cheapest things in the whole world.
谁要就给谁。
If God needs, whoever needs it, will give it to you.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看
，Listen.
今天教会许多的难处。
So many difficulties in the church.
不能说跟这些没有关系。
We cannot deny it's related to this.
如果教会在地上没有产业的话
，If the church has no property,
我们就没有什么好争的。
Nothing to compete.
但是弟兄姊妹，钱是全世界最便宜的东西。
Remember, money is the cheapest thing in the whole world.
弟兄姊妹， 当你升到最高的时候
When you ascend to the highest
没有一样东地上的东西能抓住你
Nothing on this earth can really touch your heart
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
这个叫什么呢
What does it mean?
叫做升天的能力
This is the power of ascension
然后下面有一句话
It continues here
使他为教会做万有之上
Appointed him to be head over everything for the church
原文是为教会做万有的元首
In the original, is for the sake of the church, he became the head of
everything. 你可以翻着头，你可以翻着头。
You can say it's a head.
你看，自从我们的主升到天上以后
，You know when, ever since our Lord was ascended to heaven,
万有都伏在他脚下。
Everything was come under his feet.
那么他为什么要这样做呢
？And why would he do that?
为了教会的缘故。
It's for the sake of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
基督所经过的。
What Christ had experienced
是为着教会也能够经过
is for the sake of the church, or the church can also experience.
你明白吗
Do you understand?
所以现在圣经怎么说呢
So why, what did the Bible say?
为着教会的缘故
For the sake of the church,
他做万有的头
He was appointed to be head of everything.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这个头不是在荣耀里面吗？
Do you realize the head is already in the glory?
但他同时不是告诉我们万有都伏在他的脚下吗
？And then at the same time, everything was come to his feet.
请大家记得
，Please remember.
主升天以后
，When the Lord was ascended,
他有个头
，He's the head.
他有个脚
，He's got a feet.
我问大家
，Let me ask
you. 头跟脚中间那个东西叫什么
？What do you name the part between the head and the feet?
所以下面接着就说
，Then it continues.
教会是他的身体。
Which is his body? The church is his body.
这是教会弟兄姊妹。
This is the church.
你不可能把伞忘在这个教会里面。
You can no longer say I've left umbrella in the church.
现在非常清楚的。
Very clear.
保罗所看见的教会。
The church Paul saw.
乃是指着升天的基督。
He refers to the risen Christ.
当万有都伏在他脚下的时候。
When everything was under his feet.
我要问弟兄姊妹。
Let me ask you.
现在你怎么称呼头跟脚中间这个东西叫什么 ？Identity 叫什么东西
？How would you name the part between the head and the feet?
根据这里保罗的话很清楚。
According to Paul, it's very clear here.
那个就是教会的身体。
That is
基督的身体。
The church, the body of Christ.
如果万有伏在他的脚下。
If everything comes under his feet.
万有都应该伏在。教会的脚下
，everything should also come to the feet of church.
所以，当你传福音的时候
，so when you preach the gospel,
凡地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。
Whoever will be bound on earth, it will be bound in heaven too.
所以，弟兄姊妹，现在我们才明白。
Now we understand
为什么保罗给我们看见什么是教会。
Paul here causes us to understand the reality of the church.
那么，教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
The fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers,
很清楚的
very clear
他升天的时候
when he was ascended,
他就充满万有了
he fills everything.
那这个万有在满出来
and everything including the whole universe
满出来 overflow.
Overflow.
那个结果是什么
and the result,
那个结果就是基督的身体
the result is his body.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers,
现在我想是再清楚不过了。
It cannot be clearer.
基督怎么做元首的
？How Christ becomes the head?
他是教会身体的头，没有错。
Yes, truly, he's the head of the body.
他是教会的元首，没有错。
He's the head of the church.
不过不要忘记
，But don't forget,
这是故事的一半。
This is just a half of the story.
他怎么能做教会的元首呢
？How can he be the head of the church?
因为他做了万有的元首。
Because he's the head of everything.
他胜过仇敌。
He overcomes
胜过撒旦
enemy, Satan,
胜过肉体
the flesh,
胜过世界
and the whole world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，因着他是宇宙的元首
because he is the head of the universe.
因着他是万有的元首
the head of everything.
所以他是教会的元首
That's why he is the head of the church.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand?
许多时候我们以为说基督是教会的头
Oftentimes we think as long as Christ is head of the church,
一切都是生命的。
Everything will be fine.
我们不需要讲十字架。
We don't need to talk about the cross.
我们讲爱就可以了。
We can talk about love.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
因着我们堕落的缘故。
Because we have fallen.
主在十字架上要胜过仇敌。
When the Lord was on the cross, he needed to overcome the Satan.
他升到天上要掳掠仇敌。
When he rose to heaven, he took captive.
这一切的动作。
The enemies.
就给我们看见。
All these causes to know.
他胜过世界的一切。
When he overcame the whole world,
胜过罪，胜过我们的肉体，胜过死亡
，sin and world and death.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
他是宇宙的王。
He is the king of the universe.
他是万有的元首。
He is the head of everything.
所以现在明白吗？
Now you understand.
连于元首基督。
When you said you are joined to the head,
他是教会的头。
He is the head of the church.
一切都是生命的。
All life.
连于元首基督。
Joined to the head of Christ.
因为他是万有的元首。
Because he is the head of everything.
所以十字架是我们的一切。
That's why the cross is us everything.
所以弟兄姊妹。这是非常非常重要的。
It's very, very important.
很多人只看见基督是教会的头。
Many people only see Christ as the head of the church.
他忘记了主在十字架上，主从死里复活升天，这一切都是为着教会的。
He forgets when Christ was raised from the dead and rise to the heaven.
目的
is all for the
就是要在教会里面得着丰盛的产业。
The aim is to gain the rich, glorious inheritance in the church.
但是弟兄姊妹，依着这个缘故，
but because of this reason,
我们要看清楚，
we must see clearly.
整个的故事，
the whole story,
是因着他的十字架，因着他的死，他的复活，他的升天，
all because of the cross, the death, the resurrection, and the ascension.
他是宇宙的元首，
he became the head of the whole universe.
地上天下所有的权柄都赐给他了，
all authority in heaven and earth.
所以你们要去。
That's why go.
为什么要去？
Why do you need to go?
叫万有都伏在你的脚下。
To make disciples in all nations.
叫万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples from all nations.
凡我所教训给你们的，都要叫他们实行。
Whatever I've teach you, you must ask them to obey.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
如果他们遵守，
if they obey,
因为他们身体顺服基督，
it is because the body obey the head.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
基督怎么做教会的元首？
Then today, how can Christ be the head of the church?
因着死，因着复活跟升天。
Because of death, because of burial, resurrection, and ascension.
做了宇宙的元首。
He became the head of the universe.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
当你看见我们的主，一面是身体的元首，教会的元首。
We must see the Lord on one hand, the head of the church.
是万有或者宇宙的元首。
On the other hand, he is the head of all universe.
很多的问题就解决了。
Then if you see that, many problems will be solved.
你知道在教会里面，
you know in the church,
讲权柄讲到什么地步吗？
When we talk about spiritual authority,
讲到一个地步是教会不会错的。
To an extent that the church will never wrong.
你知道有它相当的原因。
We can trace the reason.
原因很清楚，因为异端出来了以后。
Why? Because there were so many cultish teaching, heresy. In order to deal with the heresy,
当然教会就慢慢讲权柄。
Of course, the church needs to talk about authority.
那么讲权柄，你如果读教会历史，没有人讲权柄能比罗马天主教讲的更大。
If you read the church history, no one can emphasize more about church authority as the Roman Catholic Church.
为什么那些教父，为什么那些最懂得圣经的人？
Let me ask you, how come those fathers, those so well known in the Bible,
他们怎么会犯这么大的错？
How could they commit such a mistake?
他们怎么能够说教会是不会有错的？
How could they even say that the church can never wrong?
他们怎么能说教皇不会错的？
How can this the Pope is infallible?
你明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand?
所以当讲到权柄绝对顺服的时候，
So when you said the church is absolutely authority,
你只要离开天主教，你就没有救恩。
If you leave Catholic Church, you have no salvation.
你只要从这个门出去，那你就落在那个咒诅底下。
The moment you leave the church Catholic door, you will be cursed.
所以连于教会就连于基督。
So if you join to church, then you means you join to Christ.
大家来教会参加教会就可以了。
Come to the church and attend meeting.
来望弥撒就可以了。
Just come to the mass.
我要问弟兄姊妹。
Let me ask you.
这个错误从哪里发生的？
When did this mistake start?
当然有一个很重要的点。
Of course, one very
important. 教会是基督的身体。
Yes, the church is Christ's body.
依然圣洁，应该没有瑕疵的。
Should be holy without blemish.
只有一个完全的教会，才能有完全的权柄。
Only when the church is perfect, then you have absolute authority.
你只要有一点的瑕疵，你就没有完全的权柄。
If there's any blemish, then you don't have the absolute authority.
神有绝对的权柄，因为神一点瑕疵都没有。
Yes, God has absolute authority because absolutely pure.
所以当许多人读到教会是基督的身体，
so when many people read the church is the body of Christ,
基督是教会的头的时候，
when Christ is the head of the church,
他就把教会美化了，
they beautify the church,
他就把教会圣洁化了，
they holify the church,
好像从来没有犯过罪一样，
it like the church has never sinned.
他当然有他绝对的权柄，
then the church with absolute authority,
他忘记了。
He forgets.
同一个时候，
at the very same time,
我们的主乃是万有的元首。
Our Lord is also the head of all universe.
弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
肉体还在我们里面。
The flesh is still inside.
历史证明给我们看。
Indeed, history has proved to us.
那些所谓最圣洁的教会，非常的不圣洁。
Those supposed to be so holy church, very, very unholy.
他们落在难处，落在什么地方呢？
What What extends?
就是他们把教会完全美化了。
They have beautified so much about the church.
他忘记了。
They forgot.
教会乃是蒙恩，乃是罪人蒙了主的恩。
But the church was composed of sinners saved by Christ.
他是蒙救赎的族类。
The whole tribe of sinners.
随时随地都需要主的宝血。
At any moment, they need the precious blood of Christ.
随时随地要胜过仇敌的试探。
At any moment, they need to overcome the temptation of Satan.
要胜过世界。
Overcome the world.
要胜过肉体。
Overcome their flesh.
弟兄姊妹，如果你没有看见教会是宇宙的元首
，If you haven't seen Christ is the head of the universe.
换句话说，你忘记了主在十字架上以后一直到升天所完成的工作。
Then you have forgotten the word of Christ after he was raised from the dead and ascended to heaven.
没有忘记的话
，If you haven't forgotten,
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
不管怎么样。
No matter what,
我们都是罪人蒙了主的恩典。
We are always sinners saved by grace.
所以因着这个缘故
，Because of this,
天天要让主胜过，率领我们胜过世界，胜过我们的肉体。
We need to allow the Lord to bring us to overcome earth,
and temptation.
然后，基督
才可能是教会的元首。
Then Christ can become the head of the church.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？Do you understand?
这一点是非常非常重要。
This is very, very important.
但是我知道这个很不容易。
I know it's hard to understand.
所以明天早晨
，So tomorrow morning,
我们要用全本的旧约圣经
，We will use the whole Old Testament
来解释这件事情
，To explain this.
当你看图识字的时候。看着图来认识这个字的时候
，Okay, when you saw a picture, you understand the word.
你就会明白的更多了。
Then you will see better.
你就知道说为什么基督一面是教会的元首，另外一方面呢又是万有的。
Then you will understand how concurrently Christ is the head of the church and the head of.
如果你真的明白以后
，If you really understand,
你就知道怎么做代表的权柄。
Then you realize how to be representative of.
所有的父母都是代表的权柄。
All parents are represented authority.
所有的父母都是罪人，蒙了主的恩典。
But all parents are sinners saved by grace.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故
，because of this,
你就知道怎么做父母。
Then you know how to be parents.
如果你是没有不是的父母，你当然你要怎么做就怎么做。
If you're unbelieving parents, you can do whatever you like.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is,
今天如果我们看见我们堕落过。
But if you realize we were fallen,
我们不过是蒙救赎的主。
We were but sinners saved by grace.
所以一面教会基督是教会的元首。
On one hand, Christ is the head of the church.
他应该能指挥我们。
He could have directed everything.
想想看。
But imagine.
如果我们没有胜过我们的肉体。
But if we haven't overcome our flesh.
没有胜过我们的这个世界。
Our world.
一切都是空谈的。
Just empty talk.
你可以有外面的教会。
You can have the outward church.
在这么多团体里面加一个团体
，one association adding to another.
也许更属灵的一个团体而已
，or maybe a more spiritual association.
但是你能说这是神在我们里面所要得到的产业
？But can you claim that this is the glorious inheritance God is going to gain?
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
我相信我们把主的话读清楚以后
，I believe when as we read the word of God clearly,
你就不敢随便做权柄。
Then you can dare not.
意思就是说，你不要以为做丈夫是容易的。
You don't think being husband is easy.
你不要以为说圣经里说丈夫是头。
You will then not think, the Bible said husband is the head.
但是你忘记了。
But you forgot.
这个夏娃是从肋旁取出来的。
Eve was taken from the side of Adam.
所以教会里不能光讲头。
The church cannot just talk about the head.
不错，男人是头。
True, man is the head.
但是女人是心。
But the woman is the heart.
一个家如果光有头没有心，这个家不像个家。
A family, if there's only a head, no heart.
一个家光有心没有头，这个也不像个家。
Or just heart, no head, that's not a family.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故
，Because of this,
要小心。
We must be careful.
做代表权柄的人
，If you are representing authority,
要懂得怎么服在权柄底下。
You must know how to come under authority.
什么是不能轻举妄为
？You cannot just walk your own way.
你走错了一步，也许永远就是错了。
If you walk wrongly, it will be forever wrong.
在历史上要记上你这一笔的。
History will record your step.
所以我们要很小心。
We must be very careful.
我们要看到底我们的主是怎么做头的。
We must know how the Lord becomes head.
如果磨成他的形象的话
，If we are to transform into His image,
弟兄姊妹在旧约里面是非常非常清楚的。
In the Old Testament, very clear pictures.
所以你才晓得说。
Then you realize.
从创世纪开始。
From the book of Genesis.
一直读到列王记。
To kings.
整本的所有的旧约的历史里面的故事
All the historical events happening.
是直接连到以弗所书的
It's directly related to the book of
Ephesians. 那有这些书在背后做图画
And these books were the backgrounds.
我想我们对于基督连元首基督就更清楚
Then we have a better understanding of how we are to be united to the head Christ.
所以剩下的话我想我们留到明天
I believe we will leave these words to tomorrow.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
亲爱的主，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Our dear Lord, we commit these words to your hand.
我们知道这些话是难的。
We understand this is difficult word.
但是你有永生之道，我们还能跟随。
But the Lord, you have the word of life. Whom shall we follow?
因着你那不肯放我们的爱。
And because of the love never fails.
我们承认我们是没有路的。
We have to confess we do not have the way.
感谢主。
But thank you, Lord.
我们太有路了。
We do have the way.
你终于把我们带到尽头。
You have indeed brought us to our end.
好让你在我们身上有完全的出头。
So you can have the new beginning in us.
但愿我们能珍惜你所给我们每一个机会。
Lord, we may treasure every opportunity you have given us.
但愿你所得着乃是荣耀的教会。
May you gain a glorious inheritance in the church.
是圣洁没有瑕疵。
It's holy with no blemish.
亲爱的主。
O Lord,
在人办不到。
It's impossible for man, but we thank you. It is you are to gain inheritance.
你在基督身上的大能大力也行在要运在也在教会的身上发动。
So the incomparably great power you have exerted in Christ, you are going to exert in your church.
我们感谢你
，Father, we thank you.
但愿今天晚上。
May tonight,
你开我们的眼睛
you will open our eyes.
我们对教会有正确的认识
We have the correct understanding of the church.
我们对元首也有正确的认识
Correct understanding of our head.
叫我们不再重新走过从前错误的道路
That we will not repeat our mistake.
我们能够吸取历史上的教训
We have learned the mistake from the history.
主啊，恩待我们
Lord, have mercy on us.
你要回来了
You are to return soon.
我们不能随便走错路
We can no longer walk carelessly.
主啊，如果我们错的话
We have wronged.
也许你要用几十年的时间再做恢复的。
Maybe you need another decade to correct us.
主啊，饶恕我们。
Lord, forgive us.
如果什么错是我们的
，If we have done anything wrong,
我们求你用血来遮盖我们。
May your precious blood cover us.
我们承认
，We have to admit,
你是我们的主。
You are our Lord.
十字架征服了我们。
Your cross has conquered us.
所以我们才能顺服在你的脚前。
That's why we can come before you, obedient to you.Listen to our prayers. May tonight, as we return, every one of us will experience the love of the cross. It's an unfailing, everlasting love to us. Lord, we thank you. When this power of resurrection works in us, you will gain a glorious church. Here in Sydney, you will work unprecedentedly. For the past, we thank you.We know that Satan will not stop. That's why we look to you, Lord. May you save us. May you release us. May you protect us. As you have protected your very apple of the eye. Lord, we know that everyone has been committed to you. You will never let go. So, dear Lord, listen to our prayer. May you remember the testimony you have established here for many years. And you remember all the labors in the past. But we know Satan will not stop. Satan will use our flesh. Will use the world. But Lord, we thank you. You have overcome all this. In the cross, you have crushed the head of the Satan. And all authority in heaven and earth has been given you. So there's nothing inside us from this world. In the flesh, there's nothing inside us. Lord, we thank you. Lord, may the Satan be cast away. The enemy will be cast away. The sin will be cast away. And the world will be away from us. So you will gain the glorious inheritance in us. How rich and glorious inheritance. Father, this is something we do not understand. May you continue to have mercy on us.Enlighten our eyes. Continue to move us. Listen to our prayer, Lord, as we ask this in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.